Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. Take a proper break with a Cadbury Brunch bar.
Now, next up, I, because of what I do here and because of my Instagram following or whatever, you know, people would often tag me in charity campaigns. And it is unfortunate that there are lots of people who have to campaign and work really hard to try and get funding for various causes, whether it's someone who's sick in their life who needs a bit of support or people who need special housing. And then a couple of weeks ago, someone tagged me in one and I immediately recognised the person at the centre of it, because Des Vallalie is someone who I worked with briefly, God, I don't even know, 10 years ago maybe. But I've always remembered him because he's super vibrant, funny guy, great attitude. So I was sad to learn that he had been in a devastating accident in January of this year. And Tara, Des's wife, is here today to talk about what they're doing to try and raise money and why they need to raise money for Des.
Hi, Louise.
So, hi, it's nice to see you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. I'm so happy that you're here. I wish I was seeing you, obviously, under different circumstances. Yeah. So first, before we do anything, because obviously I have a tiny, tiny knowledge of Des, but you know him really well. So, you know, tell us about Des.
Well, Des is, he's a very positive, outgoing, very energetic guy, great husband, great father, you know, what can I say? Like, he's an amazing person, you know, and lived life to the full. And yeah, this accident has been just devastating for us all, really, but really for him, because it's just taken everything away from him, you know.
So, I don't want to push it too far, but tell me what you're comfortable saying about what it is that happened in January.
Well, on the 8th of January, it was a normal day. He took the kids to school. He went off to work, said goodbye to me, went off to work. And at about 2:30 in the afternoon, I was coming back in with one of my kids and the guards arrived. And they said he'd had an accident and he was in the matter. They went off. A few minutes later, they came back and said he was being taken to Beaumont. And what happened was he was cycling between markets. We run a company called Irish Village Markets, as you know, and he was cycling between markets at lunchtime.
A lot of people would be, you'd be familiar with the markets, any of basically almost all the outdoor lunchtime markets and beyond around Dublin, the ones at Bagot Street or on the canal.
Spencer Dock, all around the city.
Yeah. If you've gone and gotten a paella or whatever at lunchtime, you've probably been to one of these markets, and this is your business.
Yes, yeah. So Des was on his way to the market at Spencer Dock. He went over the Samuel Beckett Bridge, turned right onto the quays, onto the cycle lane on the riverside of the quays. And we don't know what happened, Louise, but he came off his bike. I think he crossed over the Little Lip and the bike went out of control. And he had a helmet on and he was just dreadfully unlucky. His head hit one of those little half moon shaped concrete bollards that separate the road from the pathway. And he had two very big bleeds on his brain. And when he got to Beaumont, they had to do emergency surgery and do a craniotomy and remove the skull to allow the brain to swell. And he was in intensive care for about 10 days in Beaumont. He was in a coma for about 8 days, and then he was in intensive care for about 2 weeks, and then he moved to the high dependency, and then we moved him on to Vincent's, and he was in St. Vincent's for 4 months or 3 months. So he was there all together 4 months, and then we moved him to the NRH on the 8th of May, and he's been there ever since.
And so what does that mean for him now?
Well, so he's been, you know, in the rehabilitation hospital, and, you know, they've worked very hard. He has very little movement on the right-hand side of his body. But he can wiggle his fingers and his toes. He's got a little bit more movement on the left-hand side of his body. But basically, he's totally disabled. You know, he can't do anything for himself. And so he was due for discharge on the 6th of November. But I wasn't ready. Our house isn't suitable, so I wasn't ready to take him home. So he could have, I'll take a step back. He could have gone to a nursing home or a hospital, but with all the lockdowns and with COVID, like, it's made it really, really difficult for us, because I'm locked out of the hospital.
Tell me a little bit about that. So the accident happened in January. So for the initial weeks,
I was
you were
fine.
Able to be there.
Yeah. And then we heard this virus was coming, and it was very nerve-wracking, you know, because nobody knew what we were dealing with at the time, and that hit when around March.
Yeah.
Now, when he was in St. Vincent's, now I was allowed into St. Vincent's on compassionate grounds at that stage. They were very good, so I was in there all the time. And then when he moved to the National Rehabilitation Hospital, they had very strict visiting policy in place. And to be fair, they haven't had a case, you know, so it's worked for them. But I wasn't allowed through the door.
And that's so hard because, of course, you want Des to be protected. Mm-hmm. And you understand the kind of thinking behind the visitation restrictions. But at the same time,
it's not
that's
good
your
for
husband.
Him. Yeah, it's not good for him. Because
and can he communicate, Tara?
He can whisper a few words or he blinks. You know, but the thing was, when he went to the National Rehabilitation, I wasn't allowed in. He had a sore on his back, so he was put into bed for 4 weeks. And, you know, the day he was leaving St. Vincent's, I said to him, you know, are you looking forward to going? And he whispered, the sooner the better. And, you know, he got there and he was put into bed and I was taken away. And I don't think he knew what was going on.
Yeah.
You know, it was awful for him. And he really started to regress. So they let me in after about a month. And I got a terrible shock when I saw him because he had really, really gone backwards. Mm-hmm. You know, he'd stopped speaking altogether. He had stopped eating. Now, he can't eat much, but he'd stopped eating. So it took about, I reckon, he started slowly coming back as I was in with him, but it took him about 2 months to get back to where he was.
Yeah.
And then when the level 3 lockdown came along, I knew that evening that I was going to be locked out again. I wasn't going to get to see him. The kids have only seen him about 3 times since January. And if you watch on the GoFundMe page, we have a video so you can see the children seeing him for the first time and just the smile and the love on his face. And, you know, he nearly looked normal, you know, when the kids were with him. So when the level 3 came in there in September and I knew I wasn't going to see him very much again, I was going to get locked out. I walked out of the hospital that night and I said to myself, I have to bring him home. I can't allow him to go to a nursing home. I can't allow him to sit in a hospital environment because we're not going to be allowed to see him. And long is this COVID thing going to go on?
The impact of being able to see the people that you love cannot be underestimated. I've experienced it myself. My biological mother was very ill in America and dying, you know, at the end of her life.
Yeah.
And I went and visited her and other members of the family visited her and they couldn't believe in the hospital, the turnaround in her from seeing people who she loved versus being alone, which is what she
was.
It's important for so many reasons, but even just from that recovery perspective or that literally that health perspective, it's important.
Well, everything you read about, you know, brain injury and rehabilitation, the family and the friends are so important in that process, you know.
Yeah, particularly.
And Des hasn't had that. Mm. You know, he has seen 2 of his brothers maybe twice and he's seen the kids 3 times and he's seen myself. I'm allowed in at the moment once a week for an hour. So I walked out and I said to myself, I have to bring him home. Now, to bring Des home, he needs 24/7 care. He needs all his therapies. And it's hugely expensive to do that. So I didn't know how I was going to do it. And then I came up with the plan. We'll do a crowdfunder. We'll do a GoFundMe. And the response has been phenomenal, Louise. Mm. Like, I can't believe, like, people, it restored my faith in mankind, you know. Like, they say Irish people are generous, and it's so true. Like, people that we don't know, that we've never met, you know, have made big donations.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing really resonated with a lot of people because they just saw us as a normal family. This could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our lives were perfect. Now, I say perfect. You don't appreciate your life until something like this happens.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I wanted this and I wanted the big house and I wanted, it doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah.
And they say, if you don't have your health, and it's just so true, you know.
So tell me about the GoFundMe, because I know there will be people who will be saying, what can we do to help? Because it is a matter of money, isn't it, to get Des home?
It's a matter of money, yeah. Like, I put together, at the bottom, I've sort of, it's 2 years. I've sort of taken 2 years from now because I couldn't see further than that. So it's going to cost about 400,000 to have his therapies and his nursing care. And then there's going to be other expenses. You know, I'm hoping to send him to the UK for a more intensive rehab next year. Excuse me.
You're fine.
And so 400,000. So you can see, we put a video together and it's very moving and I think it's very upsetting. But if you GoFundMe and the hashtag is WalkDesHome, and you can donate there. And I'd like to thank everybody who's donated so far because it's just been amazing. And we're also running an auction for the next 3 weeks. Now, I have to say, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty with our website.
Are you not a tech wizard, Tara? This isn't what you were born to do.
I was once upon a time, but we won't. So we're having a little bit, but hopefully this will be up and running by the end of the weekend. Yeah. And we have some fabulous prizes. You know, we have one-to-one training sessions with rugby stars James Ryan and Dan Levy. We have one-to-one training sessions with Niall Quinn. We've got some great breaks away. One really great break, a family break in Castle Leslie, and a romantic break in Castle Leslie. And, you know, lovely, lovely prizes. A Gucci watch from Dawson Jewelers. And,
wow.
Yeah, some fabulous prizes. So if you want to get some nice Christmas presents, you can go to our website. It's walkdeshome.ie, and the auction link is there, or will be there later on, hopefully today.
Yeah, and I've tagged Walk Des Home, the Instagram page, on my stories today. So you can go to the Instagram page, which has all the links as well. Tara, how are you?
Oh, how am I? I'm just taking it day by day, really. You know, I'm moving house on Tuesday because our house wasn't suitable, so I had to rent a house. So we've rented somewhere for 2 years, which is, you know, it's very suitable, and we've got a downstairs shower. It was difficult to find somewhere. Trying to run the GoFundMe, trying to deal with my kids, you know, we have our days. It's just been full on. And of course, my heart is just broken.
Like, of course.
My heart's broken. The love of my life is, he's just, you know, for now, he's gone, really. Yeah. You know, it's a huge loss. Huge loss.
Imagine. I really can only imagine.
But I just hope and pray, Louise, that, you know, the brain is an amazing organ. And I'm just hoping and praying that, you know, he'll start to heal once he gets home. And, he'll get back to some sort of normality, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. So, as I said, if you want to support this family, and as Tara said, this could be any one of us. And that's what I really felt when I got that link and I looked and I said, I know Des Valerie. Like, it could be anyone. And I'm sure you would want your family to be supported. And I know people are being asked for a lot at the moment in terms of charity. And Ireland gave 5 million euro last night watching the toy show, which is just incredible. But if you have anything that you could give to help this family, I just can't encourage you enough to do it today. As I said, Walk Des Home. If you Google that, you'll get all the links, but the link is in my Instagram stories as well. Tara, I hope the next time I see you, it's in a slightly brighter circumstance. Hopefully, at the very least, COVID will feck off.
Hopefully, I'll bring Des with me the next time.
I would love that. I would really, really love that. Tara Valerie, thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having me, Louise.
Thank you.
Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. Take a proper break with a Cadbury Brunch Bar.